We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The new head basketball coach for the New Orleans Pelicans, Willie Green, earlier today in his introductory press conference. Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, welcome in now. Jeff Nowak, Odyssey Sports, he was out there covering the press conference. Jeff, before we get into some of the audio you got, so give me a one or two takeaways about Willie Green that the fans might not know about.
From today? Well, so one thing that fans are going to find out really quickly is that Willie Green will spend a lot of time talking about relationships. He's going to spend a lot of time talking. He's going to say the word love a lot, which is a strange thing to hear in a basketball sense. He talks about fit. He is very much a coach that wants players to understand that he is supporting them, you know, and after the year spent with Stan Van Gundy and you heard about philosophical differences that emerged after the season, I think, you know, a big part of why Willie Green was brought in and a big part of why he meshed so well with Monty Williams, very similar guy, is the premium that he puts on the relationships with the locker room, trying to maximize what he gets out of those players by, you know, creating a healthy atmosphere. And it's, you know, there are different ways you can go about coaching, and that's one way to do it, but it's definitely a vastly different tone from the head coach of the Pelicans that you've seen in a while.
Well, you know, Jeff, I don't know. You can talk about love and kumbaya and I'll feel good and I like what we're doing. But you know what? If you win and everyone embraces it, if you don't win, then like, oh, what the hell are we doing? You know, is it in the bottom line when you truly think about it? Are we winning or are we losing? If he has the right formula to win and how he treats the players, how they respect him, you know, the patience maybe to develop the young talent, even though we got to turn things around now. And if they win, then it's accepted. If you don't win, then it's like, well, I don't know if that was the right approach. I mean, would you agree with that or what?
Oh, no, for sure. And, I mean, you could argue that, you know, Stan Van Gundy kind of got a raw deal in the situation he was in because of COVID and because he wasn't really able to, you know, create the locker room culture that he wanted to. And he's out the door, right? The team didn't win, and that, you know, whether the Pelicans are going to admit it or not, that is a factor when you're talking about bringing a coach back. You know, it's a very clear change in, well, I don't want to say change, but it's a very clear kind of course correction from the front office in terms of what you had last year to what you're getting in Willie Green. You know, he'll say, you know, the best coaches are not X's and O's coaches, but, you know, even if you're a relationship building coach, you still need to be able to excel at the X's and O's as well. Obviously having a guy like Zion, who is just a game wrecker, is going to help in that regard, cause you don't have to get too complex with what he's going to do. But yeah, I mean, this is not a season where you're looking at a bridge from, you know, mediocre to kind of competitive. This is a season where you need to see results in year three of Zion. So there is a lot of pressure on Willie Green in the situation.
Now, you know, Jeff, I look at, they said, oh, well, you have to have a third piece. I'm like, hell with a third piece. I mean, come on, I'm looking at, you know, can, you know, Coach Willie Green get, you know, the stars to buy in from New Orleans, you know, to be a winner. They're all-star forwards. I'm looking at like two talented building blocks. When you look at Zion and you look at Brandon Ingram, the 23-year-old forwards, they've already been named to the All-Stars, so they're well recognized. Last season, they combined to average basically 51 points a game per game. They get proven scorers, capable playmakers, and all that. To me, their challenge so far has been figuring out how to play defense. Yep. Listen, you can score and be very entertaining, but are you closing out? Are you winning games? I mean, I look at, okay, who's going to help out Zion and B.I., Brandon Ingram? Who's going to help them out? I'm like, okay, even if they don't get the help that they want, shouldn't they be at least a playoff team? Come on.
Right, and Willie Green mentioned that today. He talked about, you know, he was asked, you know, what some of his strategy are going to be. He didn't get too into it. And in fairness to him, he hasn't had much time to really kind of dive into this roster. He was coaching in the NBA Finals, 2 weeks ago? He just moved right across the country. It's been kind of a whirlwind for him, so he can be forgiven for not having a lot of in-depth takes on how he's going to coach the team. But he did mention defense specifically, and that's nothing new. You heard a lot about defense from Stan Van Gundy, but they never got it. They never got that kind of consistent defensive effort.
Yep.
Despite bringing in two defensive guys. Those two guys, Steven Adams and Eric Bledsoe, are now out of town. You have Jonas Valanciunas. So I think the defensive side of the ball is going to be a huge thing, because when you look at defense, so much of the time it's about commitment to playing defense. And the Pelicans just didn't have that last year.
Jeff, any highlights you want to bring to the audience in terms of audio?
Yes. The sleeping giant quote, as I've decided to call it just now, both David Griffin and Willie Green decided to dive in on this sleeping giant metaphor, and I think we have that audio queued up.
So, Jeff, that's pretty big words.
It is. And honestly, you know, as fun as the sleeping giant quote is for headlines, the bigger part of that is he's comparing this current roster that he's taking over to the Phoenix Suns, which, you know, I think if you had to kind of look at that trajectory, you'd be looking at the Phoenix Suns.
Go ahead.
You'd be looking at the Phoenix Suns from last season going into this season, right? The Phoenix Suns that showed up in the bubble and went undefeated. They missed the playoffs, but even without Chris Paul on that roster, there was clearly a springboard into what you saw this season. And that team showed up and just was a Western Conference powerhouse all year. You look at the players on the roster, you look at the construction, and you do have very similar builds. You have very similar aptitudes on the roster. You don't have elite leader type player like the Suns had in Chris Paul. But hey, the Pelicans just opened up a lot of cap space. They might be able to bring somebody in along those lines. And I think that it's a fair comparison to draw, as optimistic as it might be.
Now, you know, Jeff, what do you think, like, pressure, because he's running the show on David Griffin? Looking at, you know, can he have that, I guess, healthy relationship, a working relationship, with Willie Green, considering that you look at Alvin Gentry, Van Gundy, you know, they were all predecessors to Green. They're not work necessarily for Griffin. My understanding, rumor around that both were kind of ticked off or how much control over day-to-day decisions David Griffin wanted. So how do you think that that's going to mesh? Because, okay, don't you think that, okay, David Griffin, highly respected. He comes here. But, okay, Willie Green, you get like one strike, two strike, and where you're at. So doesn't this have to work for David Griffin going forward with Willie Green as the head coach for the Pels?
I mean, I don't think there's any question that you know, this is the last, you know, shot at the board that David Griffin gets. I don't think that he would, if hypothetically speaking, you end up with your fourth coach in 4 years, I think you're also ending up with a new GM or EVP, whatever you want to call David Griffin at this point.
Yeah.
But it's important to remember that, you know, Trajan Langdon is the GM. Swin Cash has a very important role. I think she's in charge of player development. And so there are more voices in that room than just David Griffin. And I think if you listen to what he had to say today, you know, he did lean on them quite a bit in this process. They were a very big part in identifying Willie Green, as were, you know, calling around to other GMs. He said the most common question he got in those calls was, have you talked to Willie Green yet? So this is a guy who has a lot of respect around the NBA. Now, in terms of the working relationship between a coach and a GM or executive vice president, whatever it is, you know, you said it earlier, and it's going to be true always, winning cures very, very many ills. You know, it's a lot easier to be happy with someone sticking their nose in and making a suggestion when things are going well.
Right.
When they're going poorly, things can great. And the what you can say about this working relationship right now is there's a lot of positive energy. I think that you're looking at a guy who's going to be able to relate to the young players a lot better. I think that was a very difficult task for Stan Van Gundy to do, especially in a pandemic where, you know, everyone was having a rough year. Just in terms of the circumstances they all had to go through, they'll have to deal with some of that again this year, not nearly as significant in terms of, you know, quiet arenas and, you know, basically being sequestered on the road, eating all your meals in your room. But I think this is shaping up to be a much healthier kind of working relationship, as from what I can tell. So far.
Now, the Jeff, right quick before we let you run, you look at the draft coming up. Are you pleased what they've done? Because it seemed like the Pels never stand pat. I mean, listen, I know the Pels fans said a good riddance with Bledsoe, you know, and then you look at the deal with the Grizzlies. Because there's no reason why, I don't know if the Pels are going to win anything. But to me, when you got like Zion and B.I., they should be a playoff team year in and year out.
Yeah, and one thing you could say about Eric Bledsoe and Steven Adams is they had a year to elevate that roster into a playoff contender. They did not do it. And I think if you're going to this offseason looking at the Pelicans and saying one thing they really have to do is, you know, is create some salary cap flexibility. And they were able to do that while giving up minimal assets. You know, essentially they moved back 7 picks. And they gave up a top 10 protected first. I don't know if you could have done it any better while also getting a player, a very useful player back. I think if you want to look at David Griffin's kind of tenure as the Pelicans coach, he's pulled off 3 very, very well orchestrated trades that have set them up in a very positive situation. And it's been the picks beyond Zion. It's been, you know, some of the decisions and, you know, extending Steven Adams before ever seeing him on the floor, that sort of thing, that have left the roster kind of flat. So I think you have to be optimistic about what they've been able to do. But again, the follow through can be just as important.
Jeff Nowak, Odyssey Sports. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Bobby and Christian back here on Sports Talk on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.